Yeah, conservation of energy says you're full of shit when the guys claim that. There's some thermodynamic laws that are kind of like being broken there, dude. But yeah, no, it's just fun. It's just playing around. So, you know, the other thing too I like about the diesel is in small parts, you can also use it to get rid of your spent oil from an oil change. You know, you can if you dilute it sufficiently nice way to get rid of an oil change.
NAKBP. You know, that's one of the products we sell. It's kind of lost its luster over the past, I'm going to say 5 years. We sell waste oil furnaces, and they go into these commercial dealerships, commercial garages that sell a lot of oil changes, things like that. They were real, real popular. But what's happening nowadays is all of these synthetic oils, they don't burn. So we're getting a lot of very unhappy customers because these new synthetics, you know, like what's in your car and my little car, you know, like 5W20 synthetic, okay? It's got a flash point of about 900 degrees, and you can't burn it. And in order to get it to burn in these furnaces, it has to get under 400 degrees. So they have to cut it with diesel fuel. Okay, so now you're spending twice as much for the furnace. You got to cut it with diesel fuel to get the flash point down, everything else like that. So we have a lot of customers that aren't even using these things anymore. But in their heyday, 90s, back in the 90s, 2000s, oh my gosh. I mean, we sold so many of these things, it was unbelievable. And those old school oils used to burn, baby, burn. Not anymore.